Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
If you're a U.S. citizen, you most likely have a Social Security card, and you don't need it for very many things, but for the things you do need it for, well, you need it. And I found out that I don't know where mine is not too long ago, and so I had to go get another one. Now, of course, why do I need to go get another one? Well, because in order to get an enhanced driver's license, you need to have show proof of your Social Security number, and there's ways to do that. And unfortunately, the official documentation or the other documentation I could show with that, that doesn't have my Social Security number. And I thought, well, I have my Social Security card. It's one of those things we keep, theoretically keep in a safe place and don't actually, there's very few situations where you actually need it. So therefore, no thought that wouldn't be there. When I went to go pull it out of the folder, I'm like, it ain't there. And I tried, a few other ways to potentially get something I could use for my ID. It certainly wasn't going to get anything that, anything in the short term that I could use. And so that meant, okay, well, I got to go get a Social Security card now. So, now you can supposedly go online, and if you're in some states, you can actually apply for a new Social Security card online. Yeah. I couldn't do that for whatever reason, something weird with my last name or something, not sure. So instead of going to the Department of Licensing in Tacoma to go get my enhanced driver's license, I ended up having to go to the Social Security office in Tacoma to do basically, and reschedule my appointment for the Department of Licensing, because the only way you can get in is an appointment. And apparently that is also true at the Social Security office. I tried to go to the Social Security officer like, you don't have an appointment and we don't give appointments to, for most people because of COVID. And you have to submit documentation to do this. And I'm like, okay, so I talked to the person on the phone, she told me what I could send in, and I'm like, and then I go read online. I'm like, you don't say I can send any that I have to send any of this stuff. So, that doesn't even make any sense. So, I'm going to send my passport in, which I did. And even though it's like I could hand them my passport, right? I mean, this could, I could have filled out the paperwork and handed it to them, but no, I couldn't do that. I might bring COVID into the office or something. I don't know. But I had to go stand in line at the, at the post office and hand my passport in an envelope to a uniformed member of the federal government. That's the way they used to describe the postal workers. And federal employees or not exactly. I can't remember. But anyway, pay some money for the privilege. I guess I'm doing my part to make sure that the post office stays a foregoing concern. Something that I could have done while I was in Tacoma, because the federal government offices aren't open for randos like me who pay taxes. Something that probably could have taken 5 minutes had I been able to go in the office is now probably going to take weeks because who knows if I'll get my passport back. I did do a certified mail return receipt kind of thing, just so I know that, it actually arrived and all of that stuff. But so hopefully I will, as I record this, my passport did make it to Tacoma. Oh my God, it's not like that's that far away. But who knows when exactly I will get it back. Now, of course, the good news is that I don't need to go anywhere for a while, and I can't be traveling anytime soon anyway, just for work, because, the rules around COVID for work travel, it's just not going to happen anytime soon. Not looking forward to it, that kind of thing. But kids, don't lose your Social Security card. I guess the few times you might need it are when you get a new job, because of course you have to, you have to submit your W-9 or whatever it is. But all of this, there's probably things like getting your ID, right? When I had to change my last name, I had to apply for a new Social Security card. I had the receipt from when I had, I guess I had done that back in 1999. That's how long ago it was. But and apparently there's a limit to the number of replacement cards you can request over your lifetime. Who knew that? Doesn't actually cost anything, although it did end up costing me something because I had to mail my passport to across the bridge, basically, to actually, and then who knows when I'll get it back, right? I mean, the good news is I don't need it, but and the good news is my driver's license, you know, it's not going to expire till next year, so I have plenty of time. But yeah, and even to go in, it's like I have to reschedule my appointment and have to bring the documentation and all of that stuff. Yeah, because I figure I should have an enhanced driver's license so that when the Real ID Act finally gets enforced at some point, that I won't necessarily have to carry around my my passport, which although I guess I could also use my I've got the other trusted traveler card, but I have no idea if it's expired or not. I don't know. That's something I gotta go look at too, but who knows. I have not traveled in a while, and I don't think I'm going to be traveling anytime soon. So yeah, if my passport is, you know, not available for a while, oh well, you know, because yeah, certainly can't leave the country. You know, that's a whole nother thing. And I'll need that to actually probably get my ID, but, yeah. So anyway, this is, you know, the fun of, you know, let's say, and even in something simple like this, COVID is part of the discussion because, well, it's because of COVID that, this process is taking, a lot more time and has a lot more random things to it than something that should be fairly simple. But yeah, kids, don't lose your social security card or, you know, or the equivalent in your country, because getting another one, especially in COVID times, is probably going to be a pain in the butt.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.